responses. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due God's name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice.
The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The Lord makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Mount Hermon like a young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes old trees rise and strips the forest bare. And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying, glory.
The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forevermore. O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace.
And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying, glory.
We sometimes wonder how our world came to be. But here we find the answer. God created the earth and everything in it, and man made like himself. Although we may not understand the complexity of just how he did it, it is clear that God did create all life. This shows not only God's authority over humanity, but his deep love for his people. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Genesis 1:1-4. The word of God, the word of life. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandal. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up from the waters, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I hope you guys go home singing that song. So, hey, what's the first thing that we do when a baby is born?
Baptize it.
Oh, yeah, that might be the second thing. Yeah, baptize it. What's the first thing that we do when a baby's born? We give it a spanking, right?
Yeah.
No. What do we give a baby when it's born? Let me see. Hi, Elena. Hi, Olivia. Hi, Silas.
Name.
Yes, a name. We give a baby a name. Who was the baby that was born at Christmas?
Jesus.
Jesus, yeah. And now, today, we get to celebrate Jesus' baptism, right? So Jesus has a name, and then he is baptized. And then a voice comes from heaven that says, "You are my Son, my Beloved, with whom I am pleased." So I think it's good for us to remember that God has called us by name. God has called you by name. Come here. Come to the waters. Come on. God has called you by name, and you are His. Put your fingers in the water. Make the sign of the cross on your forehead. Come on, it's okay. You can do it. Make the sign of the cross on your forehead. And then say your name. Rod, you are a child of God. Say that. Say your name. Ready? Say your name. 1, 2, 3. Rod. And then now say, you are a child of God. Yeah. So it's like we're being born anew today, isn't it? That's what baptism does for us. It gives us, every day is a brand new day, a new start. No matter what happened yesterday, no matter what we did right or wrong or otherwise, every day in baptism, in Jesus, is a new day. It's a new beginning. That means that we can live in God's promise all over again. We can strive to do good and to bring honor to God's name. Isn't that cool? So every day is like we're born again. We're born again in Jesus. And that is a real gift, because every day is a new start. That means that we grow into Christ every day, and that we're renewed in Christ every day. So now I just have one more thing to do. You ready? That reminds you of your baptism. Okay? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for calling us by name. Thank you for making us yours. And for promising never to leave us or forsake us or abandon us, but always to be with us. Help us to remember that every day that you are with us, and that you will help us through hard times and good times. That you are there every day, every moment, every step we take. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in our lives. Amen.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Pastor Sarah was pastoring a Presbyterian church in Chicago. A 10-year-old boy in her congregation named Cameron walked into her office one day and said that he needed to talk to her. "I'd like to be baptized," he said. "We were learning about Jesus. We were learning about Jesus' baptism in Sunday school. The teacher asked the class who was baptized, and all the other kids raised their hands. I want to be baptized too." Using her best pastoral care tone of voice, Sarah said to Cameron, "Do you really want to be baptized because everyone else is?" His freckles kind of wrinkled up at her, and he replied, "No. I want to be baptized because it means I belong to God." Sarah was touched by his understanding. "Well, then," she said, "how about this Sunday?" His smiles turned to concern, and he asked, "Do I have to be baptized in front of all those people in the church? Can't I just have a friend baptize me in the river?" She asked, "Where did you come up with that idea?" "Well, Jesus was baptized by his cousin John in the river, wasn't he?" Caught off guard, Pastor Sarah conceded, "You have a point. But if a friend baptized you in the river, how would the church recognize it?" Realizing that this was a teachable moment, she reached for her Presbyterian Book of Order. It's like our teaching book in the Lutheran faith. But before she placed her hands on the book, the boy responded, "I guess by my new way of living," he said. "I guess by my new way of living." Pastor Sarah nearly fell off her chair. Cameron's understanding of baptism was neither childish nor simple. It was profound. Baptism calls us to a new way of living. The common theme in our scriptures today is the voice of God. It is that which threads itself through each of the scriptures that we have before us today. But the voice of God is not like other voices. There are so many voices in our world today that we can listen to, so many voices. But God's voice is not like any of those voices.
God's voice is a voice that changes, that transforms, that convicts and gives life. God's voice is a voice of action. It is not something that we can hear and dismiss. God's voice lays its claim upon what belongs to it from the very beginning in creation to the time, to the moment of baptism when we are claimed, to be children of God. My parents used to say to me quite often as I was growing up, and it seemed as though I had failed to listen to them, they would say, "That went in one ear and out the other." Any of you ever hear that growing up? "That went in one ear and out the other." In other words, it was a voice, or it was words that came into me but went as quickly went out. Changed nothing, meant nothing, did nothing, had no effect. They went in one ear and out the other. I think there were some other implications involved in that, implications about what might be between my two ears. But that's a story for another time, perhaps. God's voice changes things. God's voice takes effect. God's voice takes root, and it changes what it claims. It changes and transforms. It destroys and brings life. It tears down and builds up. God's voice is a word of action. The psalmist says that God's voice thunders, that God's voice is powerful, is full of majesty. He goes on to say that it breaks the cedars, it flashes forth flames of fire, it shakes the wilderness and causes oaks to whirl, it strips the forest bare. And all who are in the temple cry glory. Glory because they see that power. Glory because they see not only the destructive force of God's work, of God's voice, but also the building up, the life-giving power of that work. A message proclaimed in the Old Testament of Genesis. God's voice is a voice of life. It is a voice that brings forth newness and goodness and life for the world around us. God's voice changes things. God's voice changes people and hearts. It changes the course of our lives. I was with someone who attended a conference over the holiday break. I believe it's called the One Conference, and it's held in Kansas City. And upon her return, she said, "I feel a new calling on my life." And what she really meant to say is that she was hearing a new voice. She was hearing a voice that was calling her now to something different, out of what had been into something new. Who among us doesn't need to be called out of what has been into something new? Whether it's in our families or in our faith or in our work or whatever it might be, who among us doesn't need to be called out of what has been into something new? This particular person is now thinking about following Jesus into the work of worship music and worship leadership, yet there are no specifics, but she continues to listen for the voice. A voice that leads, a voice that calls, a voice that gifts and transforms and empowers. A gift that changes lives, changes people, and changes hearts. In baptism, we experience the full force of God's voice. That destructive voice that calls us what we are, sinner. That calls us what we are, broken and in need of healing. That destructive voice that tells us the truth that we are connected to our ancestors, Adam and Eve. An ancestry that will lead us only to death. But in those same waters, the voice of God is creative and active, and it's raising up a new creation. And just like I talked with the children this morning, every day in Jesus Christ, every day through the gift of baptism, we are renewed and given a new life, a new day, a new moment to serve our Creator and King. God's voice is transforming. In baptism, God says, you are no longer a child of death. You are no longer a child of the flesh. But you are my child. You are my son and my daughter. Some of you may remember an episode from the Andy Griffith Show, in which the Women's Historical Society discovered that a living descendant of a Revolutionary War hero was living right under their noses in Mayberry. The news generated excitement and curiosity throughout the town, and as people made plans for recognizing the hero's relative who lived in their midst. Barney Fife, of course, twisted his own family tree to point to the point that he himself stood in line for the honor, but it was not to be. The rest of the townspeople felt special because someone among them was related to such a hero. However, everyone was shocked when the person was finally revealed. A careful analysis of the genealogical records determined that the hero's descendant was none other than Otis Campbell, the town drunk. Despite suggestions to find a substitute Otis for the presentation, see, some of you remember this, the real Otis showed up for the ceremony true to form. When the ladies finally gave him the plaque, Otis holds it in his hands for a moment and then decides instead to give the plaque to the town. He tells them, just because you're a descendant of a hero doesn't make you one too. So I would like to present this plaque to the town of Mayberry, to which I am just proud to belong. That's a neat story. And Otis was right about his assessment. His relationship with his ancestor didn't make him a hero. And he was right in suggesting that his heroic ancestor belonged to the whole community. As we apply that story to the gospel today and to our lives in baptism, our relationship with our ancestor, Jesus Christ, it does make us one with Jesus. It does make his life our life. It does make his victory our victory. He gives to us his kingdom, his glory, his honor. And he belongs to the whole community. He belongs to the whole body of Christ. You see, we are Otis in a sense. We are unworthy. And yet Jesus, out of God's perfect love, pours out upon us all that is his. All that is his kingdom, his life, his glory, his goodness. It has been given to you and to me as a gift. By that gift, we are anchored. We are anchored in Christ's community. We are anchored in his community as children, as children of God's own desire, of God's own heart. And we are called by that gift. We are called to an incredible responsibility to live as members of that community and to share, to give that gift away through love and goodness and grace to those around us, to those in our community and those outside of these walls. The voice of God is calling your name this year. In this new year, on this new day, the voice of God is calling your name. He is saying to you, child of mine. Child of mine, you belong to me. You belong to my community. Now go. Go and give me to the Lord.
Called to know, love, and follow you, O God, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. I will end each petition with, Lord, in your mercy, and your invited response is, hear our prayer. Loving God, we give you thanks for the common life we share in you. We grieve the loss of unity in Christ and beg your help in tearing down the walls of division within your church. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we enter this new year of 2018. A new year gives us feelings of hope and new beginnings. 2017 seems so full of challenge, strife, divisiveness, tragedy, and worry. We must also look for and seek out and remember the achievements, the hope, and the great journeys. Guide us in this new year. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those struggling with cold outdoor temperatures. For those safe in warm dwellings, keep us mindful of others that do not have a warm place. Nudge us to do something to help those in need of warmth and shelter. People and animals need warmth and safety in cold weather. Lord, in your mercy. The new year also brings change to Emmanuel. We welcome a new staff member this week into our worship and music position. We will welcome 4 new members into our council. Renew us. Give us a sense of new expectation, a renewed purpose as a congregation to work together, to further our ministry, and to share you with those we are privileged to serve. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for healing and for comfort for those that are sick, in pain, or suffering grief. Embrace them with your strong and comforting arms. We lift up to you those today printed in our bulletin, and also those that wish not to be named for reasons of their own. I will start with the name of Mike Hansen and continue with Rolf, Michaela, Ione, Mavis Ann, Anne, Julius, Gaylor, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Imagi Anus, our missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josephine, and Amos. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we thank you for the gift of holy baptism. It calls us to a new way of living. As infants, we don't have understanding of that. As we live and grow in faith, we can continually reaffirm our baptism, our new way of living as children of God. In baptism, we are new every day. The voice of God is calling your name. Lord, in your mercy. Trusting your love and healing, O God, we commend to you all for whom we pray, knowing you will hear and answer. Through Christ our Lord, amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
God the Father, light creator. God the Son, light from light. And God the Holy Spirit, light revealer, bless you and give you peace. Amen.
Go in peace. Live your baptism every day.
Thanks be to God.